Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The religion of ancient Celtic peoples included a concept known as thin places. In simple terms, a thin place is a physical place on the landscape where the veil between this world and the next is thin. It is a place where one easily senses the spiritual existence of heaven, and signs of its being are almost palpable. I am convinced that thin places exist today for those who are receptive to their mysteries. Examples could include the sanctuary of an old country church, a scenic overlook in the mountains, a deserted beach, or even a quiet nook in a city park. Such places vary with the perceptions of the beholder. I know of one thin place deep in the heart of a Louisiana swamp. Local people refer to it as Passaw Island, allegedly because someone's paw once saw a bear there. It is a true island only during the primordial rhythms of backwater floods. At other times, it is prominent in its height above an otherwise flat, heavily forested swamp. Rising 30 feet above Overcup Oak Flats in an area where a 2-foot difference in elevation drastically changes hydrology and vegetation type, the island is a physiographic aberration. It exists because the bayou that created the swamp by eroding away a Pleistocene terrace missed Passaw Island in its meanderings across the floodplain. A quarter mile long and half as wide, it resembles in shape the overturned keel of Noah's Ark. Trees on Passaw Island are not of the swamp. Many are senescent and dying slowly as a result. Loblolly pines, black hickories, and white oaks crown the top. A grove of huge tree huckleberries with twisted, naked limbs straight from a fairy tale forest clings to the east slope. The flowers of a single giant dogwood reflect ethereal light on early spring mornings. Even the soils are different from the dark, heavy clays of the swamp. Rootings of Johnny-come-lately armadillos reveal red sand clays with iron concretions. Evidence of humans contemporary with the Celtic tribes lie scattered in grog-tempered potsherds. It is usually quiet there, provoking contemplation. And even at only 30 feet higher than the swamp, it is light years closer to heaven.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.